SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Peter Dutton reveals there'll be no Makarrata Commission if he's elected as Prime Minister. Melbourne's Legionnaires' disease outbreak worsens. And in sports, Australia's Kelly McEwen has claimed her second gold medal at the Paris Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will use a speech at the Garma Festival later today to urge Indigenous Australians to help forge a new path and reflect on the pain of the failed voice referendum. At Australia's largest Indigenous gathering, Mr. Albanese is expected to announce a First Nations economic partnership with the Coalition of Peaks, focusing on economic empowerment for Indigenous people. For many years, the Garma Festival has been a key meeting place not just for two cultures but also for political parties to raise and debate ideas about Indigenous affairs policy. The CEO of the Yothu Yindi Foundation, Denise Bowden, says it's disappointing that the federal opposition leader, Peter Dutton, has declined to attend the event. Speaking during a five-day visit in Western Australia, Mr. Dutton says if elected as Prime Minister, there'll be no Makarrata Commission on treaty-making and truth-telling.
Under a government I lead, there will be no Makarrata.
Here, here.
And there will be no revisiting of truth-telling and the $450 million that the government wasted on The Voice.
Health authorities in Victoria are expecting more cases of Legionnaires' disease following the death of a woman in her 90s. There are at least 71 cases so far, and the majority have needed hospital treatment, with some people ending up in intensive care. The Victorian Department of Health says there are 7 additional suspected cases. The department believes the outbreak started in cooling towers in Melbourne's west. A new study suggests unsupportive attitudes towards same-sex relationships in regional Australia is impacting the health of residents in gay or lesbian relationships. The study, published in the American Journal of Public Health, suggests a link between areas with more opposition to marriage equality and higher rates of chronic health problems. The study mapped the results of Australia's 2017 marriage equality postal vote against 2021 census data to understand the relationship between regional voting preferences and long-term health conditions. It found that long-term health conditions were more common among Australians in same-sex relationships in electorates with a higher percentage of no voters. Lead author and Melbourne University Research Fellow Karina Saxby says this shows a wider issue around harmful attitudes towards sexual minorities in regional areas.
What I think they're representing is underlying community-level attitudes that are not really changing much over time. And the fact that we still see these very strong relationships, even 4 years after marriage equality, suggests to me that these are pretty fixed community attitudes in these areas, unfortunately. So there's a lot more work to be done to try and understand whether we can find ways to address these underlying community attitudes, because even though there is that time gap, we see that it's still having a significant impact.
The new acting chief of the US Secret Service says local police in Pennsylvania should not be held responsible for security failures leading up to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump last month. Officials say 20-year-old Thomas Crooks fired the shots that wounded Trump's right ear, killed one rally attendee, and wounded 2 others with an AR-15-style rifle before a law enforcement sniper shot and killed him. The first shooting of a US president or major party candidate in more than 4 decades led to the resignation of Kimberly Cheadle as director of the Secret Service. Mr. Rowe earlier this week told Congress that local law enforcement was to blame. He now says it was a Secret Service failure, that the roofline was not better monitored.
The Secret Service's successes are largely unknown. You only know of our failures, and those have been documented, and all of them are undeniably dark days in our nation's history. But let me tell you about the dedicated patriots of the Secret Service. They are focused and they live their professional lives committed to the values of this agency: justice, duty, loyalty, courage, and honesty. And we will earn back your trust.
And in sports, Kelly McEwen has claimed her second gold medal at the Paris Olympics in the 200 metres backstroke. And Cam McAvoy has collected gold in the 50 metres freestyle. In other results, Greece defeated the Boomers 77-71 in their latest group game. The Boomers have advanced to the quarterfinals after Canada defeated Spain 88-85, and the Australian women's water polo team has defeated Canada 10-7 to secure a place in the quarterfinals. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.